T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy.
This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Our studio lines are open at 316-869-1330. Excuse me, I want to let you know, just off the start here, that we did reach out to the Marshall campaign as well this afternoon and offered Congressman Marshall an opportunity to come on the show. He was scheduled to come on but had a conflict, but they did say he would be able to join us again in the near future. However, with us now to give us a last-minute campaign update is former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us this evening.
Great to be with you, John. Just finished up a great weekend in Wichita.
Well, I'm sorry we missed you. I did see some of your posts on social media and Facebook and whatnot. I know you were busy. You guys are in the final stretch. How's it been going?
It's been going pretty well. I mean, certainly the reaction from Kansans, both in Wichita and around the state, has been really good. I think the sort of the grassroots, the average voter are learning a lot about the candidates and what's been going on in one of the most really bloody election campaigns we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, well, and yeah, I mentioned that a little bit in my monologue. These attacks have been brutal. Upwards of $14 million now has been spent, and most of it not by the campaigns, but by these PACs. You've been through a number of campaigns. Have you ever seen it like this before?
I've never seen anything like this before. And, of course, I'm the target of most of those really nasty ads. And there are deceptive ads going every which way. I'm happy to say that our campaign I'm very, very scrupulous about never saying anything that is untrue about anybody. But anyway, no, $5 million of the dollars worth is coming at me from the D.C. Rhino establishment. They don't want a firebrand conservative in Washington. They want a yes man who will just do whatever the establishment tells him to do. So a lot of it's coming at me.
It's, you know, and as I said in my monologue, it's really unfortunate because Barbara Bollier can just sit there and collect her, you know, money from AOC and the left and Schumer just wait for whoever emerges and then unleash it all. That's the one thing that's been sad about this whole process is whomever emerges, and I know you all have agreed to support whomever emerges, but that person is now going to have to raise all the money to try and combat Barbara, and we both know how toxic she is.
Oh, yeah, she's hyper, hyper liberal. And the thing that's really stupid about the attack ads is the stuff that's coming against me is coming from D.C. moderate Republicans. And they should, instead of spending $5 million now attacking the front runner, they should save that money for after the general, after the primary, and help us defeat the Democrats. So it's you always see this, unfortunately, with the Rhino establishment in Washington. They attack a conservative who's ahead. But the good news is we're still maintaining a narrow lead. But, John, I wanted to answer some of the false charges on the ads if I had a chance. Can you give me 60 seconds?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's your time. So,
well, one of them that people are seeing probably claims that I accepted thousands of dollars from white nationalists. flat out false. I accepted thousands of dollars from the Immigration Reform PAC, which is a pro-ICE, pro-border control, pro-immigration enforcement group that's given money to over 100 members of Congress. But because the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a left-wing smear group, called the Immigration Reform PAC white nationalists, the writers of the ad felt, oh, if somebody's called them a white nationalist, we'll call them white nationalists, and then we'll smear Chris, too. Completely false.
Well, that's like the Council of Islam, American Islamic Relations. I mean, yeah. Some of these groups, you just got to, that's one of those you got to consider the source and write it off, you know?
It's yeah, exactly. But, of course, the source is in tiny, tiny print that flashes on the screen, and the TV viewer can't see it long enough to actually check. We had to freeze the screen to see what it was. Second lie is that Kobach has fallen out of favor with President Trump. Again, flat out false. As people know, I've been advising him since February of 2016 on immigration policy, and I continue to talk to him. I just spoke with him on the phone a few weeks ago after the DACA decision out of the Supreme Court. We continue to talk all the time. There's no falling out of favor. But they usually pair that with a similar claim that Kobach demanded a private jet and wouldn't take a job without the private jet. Also flat out false. The kernel that they base that on is that I had discussions with the White House in March of 2019. They were looking to maybe create an immigration czar position. And I told them, and whether it's me or somebody else, the czar position won't be effective unless he's on the border or she is on the border, because there's the bureaucrats in Washington just do not know what's going on the ground, on the border. And I know that from my many years of work on the border. So I just said, whoever it is, they need to have access to a seat on one of about a dozen government planes that are always crisscrossing the country. Just have to make sure that that person can brief the president every week and then get back to the border. But of course, they frame it as Kobach needs a fancy private jet to fly around. Not at all true. And yeah, just a flat out deception in order to take out a conservative in a race. And of course, the worst lie, John, is that they claim I'm not pro-life, which is just flat out false. Been endorsed, as you know, been endorsed by KFL four times. Been endorsed by Kansas Coalition for Life, Operation Rescue, Dr. James Dobson, and on and on. But they don't care about the truth. They just want to lie to take out a conservative.
And it's the sad part is that these things go back and forth. I mean, I've had Bob Hamilton on the show and talked about some of the stuff that's been said about him. And we've had Congressman Marshall on the show. I was expecting somebody to run an ad about Dave Lindstrom saying that he played for the Oakland Raiders or something. I mean, you know, it's the sad part is how ludicrous a lot of this stuff gets. And yeah. And sadly, it just benefits Barbara Bollier in the end.
It does. It does. It absolutely does. I mean, you know, by all means, talk about a person's record, and hopefully they will be proud to talk about their record. And so that's one of the things I've been doing, and you know, just trying to get the facts out there. So, you know, don't say anything about the person's personality or whatever. Just talk about their voting record. And that's what I think voters are learning. There's a huge difference between me and Roger Marshall. It's not like a normal Republican primary where they're pretty close and, you know, they basically vote the same way. You just go down the list. Amnesty, he voted for House Resolution 6136, which is an amnesty for 1.8 million ag workers. Your listeners know I've opposed amnesty for the past 20 years of my career in immigration. Guest workers, he signed the letter that 38 moderate Republicans signed, 38, on May 26th, asking the president to bring in more H-2B workers. Usually it's about 83,000 a year. But there were 40 million Americans unemployed. There's still approximately 30 million Americans unemployed. This is the last time you bring in more guest workers. You get your Americans back to work before you even consider bringing in guest workers. So I took the opposite position in a Breitbart column I wrote. And fortunately, President Trump agreed with me and put a moratorium on the incoming guest workers till the end of the year. I say he agreed. He took the position that I take.
I'm glad you brought up some of the, you know, the issues that are kind of pressing right now. I know the looks like the Senate may be about to pass a new stimulus relief package. I'm curious if you've had a chance to review it and frankly, what you think of it.
I haven't read every single line of it, but one of the things that I feel really strongly about is the Democrats' demand that we continue to expand the $600 additional unemployment benefits per week.
Right. I'm with you on that.
I have talked to employers all over the state, businessmen all over the state, who are saying they cannot get their former workers back and they cannot find other workers, even though there are hundreds of thousands of Kansans sitting at home because the unemployment exhibits are now pay better than working does. And there is something wrong if in America you can earn more money sitting at home on the couch watching TV than you can working. And so I think it's essential we scale down those and eventually eliminate the extra bonus. I mean, think about it, John. $600 a week, multiply that times 52 weeks, that's roughly $31,000 a year extra.
Right, extra, in addition.
In addition to the normal unemployment benefits you get. So no wonder so many people are saying, yeah, I'm just going to stay at home and keep collecting this government check. And that's why the government's, that's why the Democrats want it, because it expands the dependency class. The Democrats, their ultimate, you know, quest for socialism is not going to be by electing Bernie or someone like him. It's going to be by expanding the dependency class so that more and more Americans start becoming dependent on government and then vote for the party that gives out the goodies. Right. And that, of course, is the Democrats, who would be better known as the socialists.
Oh, absolutely. I'm curious if you also happen to catch any of Attorney General Bill Barr's testimony before Congress this week.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think? I was shocked, frankly, at the way the Democrats treated him. I've sat through 4 years of House Judiciary hearings. No matter how contentious, well, you were there. No matter how many times John Carmichael had you before him, and you and John Carmichael, you know how John thinks of you, but he never treated you with the disrespect I saw Democrats treat Bill Barr this week.
It was outrageous. And when Bill Barr would try to answer the question, and then the Democrat would interrupt him, and he'd say, "I'm trying to answer your question." And then he'd interrupt him again and again and again. Outrageous. I tell you, if I'm in the Senate and I'm representing Kansas and some Democrat like Schumer or one of his lackeys starts doing that to a witness, I can't wait. I cannot wait to open up a can of you know what on that Democrat. Because look, you've got when a member of Congress does that and disrespects a witness, I don't care how much you disagree with that witness, you have to treat that witness with respect. And the way they were disrespecting Bill Barr, boy, that made me mad. But if they try that when I'm on the committee and I can retort, look out.
Well, I wanted to. I'm glad you reached out today. I'm glad we were able to get you on. I want to wish you the best of luck. I know the primary is coming up here in just a couple of days. If folks are interested, if they want more information, they can go to chriskobach.com with K's, K-R-I-S-K-O-B-A-C-H. I'm sure that you guys are out and about and, going for your last 48 hours worth of last minute vote grabbing and chasing, get out the vote push. In fact, I saw an email recently for a sine wave and whatnot. But best of luck to you, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully it goes well for you. If it doesn't, I do appreciate the fact that all of you have agreed to support whoever is the eventual nominee. That's what we're going to need if we're going to beat Barbara Beaulieu come November.
Absolutely. We've got to have the party unified, and hopefully we have a conservative coming out of Tuesday's vote, and then we can, really make an impact in the Senate.
Thank you. Thank you again, Chris. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break, and then Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute will join us to explain why a PAC with ties to current Kansas Senate Vice President Jeff Longbein might be attacking conservatives running for the Kansas Senate. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.